Still waiting for your tax refund? You're not alone. The deadline to file your federal tax return is May 17th, but nearly 30 million of the returns already filed are being held in limbo. The IRS says they need to be manually processed, and the pandemic may be to blame. So let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
So we know the IRS has been busy. Let's see, sending out direct checks to Americans with those pandemic relief packages. On top of that, these expanded tax credits, making tax season more difficult. Explain why, by the way.
Well, the December and the March rescue plans included something called an income look-back rule. And so this was a good thing because it allowed you to go back to your 2019 income to calculate your eligibility for tax credits. And this usually was for low to moderate income working individuals and couples, mostly those with kids also. And so as a result, if you were trying to claim the earned income tax credit or the additional child tax credit on your 2020 return, that actually had meant that there had to be, you can believe this, a manual check of these returns because the IRS just didn't have enough time to update its computer systems.
Which is why you might be seeing all over the place on social media, only about 1 in 50 calls are getting through to the IRS customer service hotline this tax season. So, you know, talk a little bit more about what they're dealing with, a backlog of paper returns from last year because offices were closed.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously the pandemic impacted every agency, but the IRS has basically seen its funding dwindle over the course of the last 20 years. They've been complaining for a long time. They just haven't had hands. Then they didn't actually have hands. And so now we're seeing, as you said, nearly 30 million, I guess 29 million tax returns are now being labeled as, okay, we got to check this for manual processing. 8 million individual returns are in what they call, get this, suspense status. That's awaiting review and manual processing as of the week ending April 9th. They haven't found the time to actually complete 1.5 million returns last year. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And as a result, look, this has slowed everything down, but it also means that waiting for refunds, which usually took 21 days or less, now you're seeing waits of 6, 7, 8. I heard someone who actually had filed and was waiting for a return from last year's return. So this is a really tough problem for individuals.
You know, I'm just trying to picture the large room in which somebody's cheering them on, like, okay, guys, 1,363,000 and whatever. We only have 2 million. You know, I mean, it's just insane. What do you have advice for people that they, if they really want to find out what's going on?
Well, look, the normal advice is don't call because it's just you're going to waste your time. So that means going on to the IRS.gov website, or you can use their apps. One is called Where's My Refund? That's a tool, and also the IRS To Go mobile app. But if you're on the Where's My Refund tool, you're going to check the status of your refund. You enter your social security number or your filing status, but some of that's just going to leave you really failing flat because it may not give you the amount of information you know. In other words, what you want to know is, when am I getting my money? Thousands of dollars at stake here, Robin, for families who are still struggling. And that's the problem this year.
Well, I mean, it's exacerbated by the fact that so many people have had a tough year financially. American families have. But I guess we just have to have some empathy. You know, the IRS is us.
They're good people. They're really
people
great
like
people
us.
There. They really
right,
are.
Right. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Great to be with you.